This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the Evening Edition. I am Lee Chui Lin. He is Uma Paganapike Pagan. And for our last story of the day, we are talking about, well, we've been talking about elections and votes actually kind of throughout the show.
Yes, we have.
And we're landing finally on the Bar Council election. Because this year, it seems like it's become more of a political affair. It's normally a bit more low-key. But now there's been a menu of preferred candidates. And if you're accustomed, I suppose, to party elections,
yes,
the kinds of images and menus that you might receive for candidates for that, that's kind of what it looks like. And the candidates that were on that menu, that poster, are kind of leaning more towards, I guess, the conservative side of things, which has prompted a conversation about whether or not this would impact who you vote in, whether or not that would impact the voice of the Bar Council.
Yes, and I think it would, right? So you've got 30 candidates running for 12 positions on the Bar Council. Now, the leadership body has actually taken a very liberal stance on civil rights and religious issues in the past.
Yes.
And so with this new lineup of, well, somewhat conservative voices, the question remains on how conservative will the entire council be? Because the leadership aside, the lawyers that make up the Bar Council also have a very significant voice as well. And in the past, whenever, say, the president has said something that they don't necessarily agree with, other groups of lawyers have come out and go, well, no, he doesn't speak for us. This is
yes,
our opinion.
So if you're wondering what we mean by conservative, some of these lawyers have voiced some opposition against, for example, the ICERD, the ratification of, eliminating racial discrimination, which is something that we've been talking about quite a bit. And so I suppose there is this whole notion, for me at least, what this made me wonder was, what is the role of the Bar Council in civil society? What role does it play? Because I think of it more as, you know,
a lobby group?
Not exactly. If I'm being perfectly honest, I've always thought of them as a very good resource for radio. You know, whenever we needed legal commentary, that is where, I mean, my very basest understanding of the Bar Council sits, right? But this has prompted, I guess, a larger question. Like, if you have a conservative Bar Council, what does that look like in terms of commentary on legal issues in the country?
Yes. Now, I think it must be important to point out that the Bar Council itself does function like something like a lobby group, because
yes,
they don't have any real executive powers when it comes to policy making. But the lawyers in the country, when they rally together, are supposed to, I guess, channel this unified academic intellectual voice when it came to legal issues,
yes,
in the country, right? And so they are your one-stop center for, I say one-stop center, it's like a call-in center. But they should be the ones who are the voice of reason when it comes to legal issues, right?
Yes, and the opinions of reason more often than not, because they are, after all, lawyers, and opinions are part of what they do. But yeah, so for me, I'm curious to hear from you. Does this affect you? You know, are you concerned of seeing a more conservative lean in the Bar Council? Is that something that you think about? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can tweet us also at BFM Radio.
And also, does it make a difference?
Yeah. Does it make a difference? Tell us. In the meantime, let's head over to the phone lines where we have lawyer New Sin Yu. Sin Yu, thank you for being with us. Full disclosure, Sin Yu is one of the 30 candidates running for the Bar Council elections. Let's start with this then. Why did you decide to run?
I've decided to run because young lawyers are grossly underrepresented in the Bar Council, which is the decision-making body in the Malaysian Bar. There is no one below 10 years of practice that sits in council, even though we form 40% of total members. This is highly problematic because the Bar Council makes a lot of decisions that impacts us. It is crucial that young lawyers are represented so we can make our views clear on important issues that are very close to a young lawyer's practice. One example is the publicity rules. There is an urgent need to liberalize the publicity rules. A lawyer's ability to advertise is severely restricted, resulting in us losing out to other professions because we are handicapped from advertising. Another issue is legal tech, legal technology such as virtual offices and matching platforms. At present, we are not able to fully tap into the potential of legal technology to improve our practice. And one more issue is minimum remuneration for pupils. Pupils don't receive the protection of minimum wage, and that is unacceptable considering almost all other forms of employments do.
So just very quickly, I mean, you're on air with us talking about this election right now. Does this end up contravening any electoral rules that the Bar Council has?
No, there isn't, which is a relief because there's just so many rules governing what lawyers do.
So one of the reasons why the Bar Council elections have been getting attention is because of the campaigning materials, more specifically the menu of candidates that have been circulating. What did you make of this?
Well, I think that's their freedom of expression. I know some lawyers take the view that it wasn't appropriate. But for me, that's good. We know who's with who. And especially when it comes to the election of Bar Council, I think it's important that you say more rather than you say less, because the more that you say, the more the members know who they are voting for. So it's a good thing that this menu or this list is out there, so that members can judge for themselves whether they want to vote for the candidates.
All right, so here's a question for those of us who are not members of the Bar Council. What role does the council play in civil society?
One of our purposes, as enshrined in Section 42 of the Legal Profession Act, is to uphold the cause of justice without regard to its own interests or that of its members, uninfluenced by fear of favour. I want to make it clear that Bar Council's role is not just to speak out against injustice or violation of the rule of law. Their purpose is also to serve its members, take care of their welfare. And these are more mundane and less sensational, but it's equally important. To answer your question, the Bar Council has for decades been speaking out against violation of constitutional rights, human rights, and the rule of law. We have spoken out against any threat against the independence of the judiciary, the sacking of the Lord President, and also we have spoken out against the sacking of the former Attorney General, Tan Sri Kanhai Pattal. I think civil society recognizes that we are one of the main proponents against executive or legislature overreach.
The Bar Council has in the past comprised of members with a liberal stance on civil rights and religious issues. Some of the candidates this year reflect more of a shift towards conservative ideologies. What do you make of this shift?
Well, it is too convenient to divide candidates into two opposite ends of the political spectrum, which can be unfair to the candidate because, as you know, it is a spectrum and it could differ from issue to issue. The current Bar Council and in the past, like how you put it, have been liberal on human rights and constitutional rights, but at the same time they have been quite conservative on legal technology, on publicity rules. So it really depends on the issue, but what I would say is this: candidates should make it clear what their manifesto is. Any manifesto based on race and religion, any manifesto that promotes and perpetuates discrimination and inequality should be rejected by the members. Some candidates have made their stance obvious. So now, let the members decide.
So what impact would it have if a Bar Council with more conservative views were to be elected?
Well, the Bar Council have been progressive in the promotion of human rights and upholding constitutional rights. We have opposed the death penalty and the Internal Security Act for decades. We have opposed the Sedition Act, SOSMA, and many other draconian legislations because they are inconsistent with the rule of law and the Constitution. Having a more conservative council, to me, and this is my personal view, would put a halt in the progress that we have made over the years. But let me say this, most importantly, whether it is a liberal or a conservative Bar Council, it must be an independent council. It must not conduct itself on racial or religious lines. unless it will not be able to live up to its purpose, it will lose credibility and it will lose relevance.
Sinew, whether or not you win, what are your hopes for the Bar Council?
My hope for the Bar Council is for there to be a greater participation by young lawyers in the Bar Council and its various committees. I want to change the norm that only senior lawyers sit in the Bar Council.
Thanks for speaking with us. That was Niu Sin Yu, a lawyer who is running for the Bar Council elections. We'd like to hear from you. I mean, does it matter to you whether or not the Bar Council shows this shift towards a conservative ideology? Does it worry you? Do you think it applies in terms of the voice that the Bar Council have it has in civil society? And particularly if you're a lawyer or a lawyer in training, let us know. Does this concern you? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got some music now to take you right up to the 8 o'clock news and then football. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.